KUPI Radio Awards 2012. This is Spin 103.8's entry for Category D2. On-air competitions promotion. Don't tell the groom.
The most music every morning, Alexandra Burke, it's Elephant, and before that, Kelly Clarkson and Stronger.
9:34, we're fully charged with Ryan and Tracy. Good morning.
We are giving you a chance to win the most amazing prize, really, with The Loop at Dublin Airport. They're offering one couple the chance to win a 5,000 euro honeymoon package from Tour America.
But the lady has to do all the work with this competition. Yeah. Basically, we want you to propose to your boyfriend on February 29th, traditionally the leap year where, you know, girls can ask guys to marry them. Not that you can't other days, but you know yourself. So we want you to register by texting us LEAP to 087 711 1038. We want you to do it in Dublin Airport on February 29th.
Now, we're going to look after the logistics. We're going to ferry your unsuspecting partner to the airport where you'll pop the question at the Little White Chapel of Love. Then there'll be a Leap Day Love quiz to find out how well you know each other, and the winner gets the 5,000 euro honeymoon package, and the runners-up get 500 euro worth of vouchers to spend at The Loop in Dublin Airport with the DAA.
If somebody did this competition with me, that's where I'd let them down. The love quiz.
Yeah.
The kind of the Mr. and Mrs. quiz.
You got like, what colour are your eyes? What's your favourite food? Ooh. All that kind of carry on. Now, here's the big catch. Ladies, if you're thinking about doing this, you cannot tell your fella you're doing it. Because if we find out that your fella knows and that you've kind of said, look here, nods as good as Wink to Blind Man, play along, then you're going to be disqualified. So you cannot tell them. It's important. Also, you got to be over 18. You have to have a valid passport as well. And you have to, you know, work with us. Do a little something to help us out.
Mm-hmm.
To organise getting your fella there on the day.
For all that work and for asking your guy to marry you, and if he says yes and you win your love quiz in Dublin Airport that day, you will win a honeymoon worth 5,000 euro.
So listen, if you think
it's well worth it.
If you think you're interested, you think, God, maybe I will, maybe I won't, or maybe I will, or maybe I won't, text LEAP, your name, your age and your location, and send it in to us, and we can give you a call back and tell you what's involved, and then you can go, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, do it. LEAP.
To hell with it.
087 711 1038. Put your name, age and details in the text as well. And yeah, you could be on a nice fancy honeymoon worth 5,000 euro.
It's all with thanks to The Loop at Dublin Airport, the DAA and Tour America. This is Maroon 5, Moves Like Jagger. 9:36, fully charged with Ryan and Tracy on Spin. For the stars, if
you feel Madonna featuring Nicki Minaj with Give Me All Your Love here on Fully Charged.
Ryan and Tracy were live at The Loop at Dublin Airport. We're in Terminal 2. You can't come through without walking past us, as everyone is doing right now. Now, the reason we're here is for the DAA Take the Leap at The Loop with Dublin Airport. So, it's February the 29th. Traditionally the day when the ladies propose to their man.
The girls take their lives into their own hands and say, do you know what, I'm sick of waiting on this guy to actually get down on one knee. I'm going to do it instead. It's the perfect date and we've got the perfect prize to give away as well. A 5,000 euro voucher for a honeymoon of your dreams.
All with thanks to Tour America and the DAA in Dublin Airport. Now, the title of the competition is Don't Tell the Groom.
Mm-hmm.
There's a clue there.
Yep.
You're not allowed to tell the groom that this is happening at all. So, all of the ladies who are taking part today, we've given them secret names, we've given them secret identities. And now,
for the
first time, we're going to... Well, we're still not going to tell them what's happening, but we're going to get our first groom. So Richie Spinney is on the phone. Richie, are you there? Are you at the door?
Yes, I'm approaching the door now. Ring the bell.
Okay.
What colour is the door?
The door is grey.
The door is grey, okay.
Yeah.
Any men out there with a grey door?
There's a man sitting on a chair with a shotgun. I hope that's not right. My name is Richie Spinney. You can call me the Love Doctor.
I'm nervous
okay. As well.
Hi, is Frank there, please? Will you come in?
Yes. Frank?
Frank?
Hello, Frank.
I'm going to get you, Frank. I've got your passport. Frank?
Sorry,
Dan. Yeah? Where is Frank?
Is Frank Redmond there?
How are you?
Hi, I'm Richie of the Spin 103.8 Spinnies.
Nice to meet you.
Are you familiar with Linda Matthews?
I am indeed.
Your beloved Linda Matthews?
Yes.
She awaits you at the airport as we speak. There's a potentially great prize in store for you two, but you have to come with me right now to the airport. All you need is a passport. Do you know where your passport is?
She has it.
No, I have it in my hand. You should always know where your passport is, Frank.
Yeah.
So are you ready to come with me now to the airport? We have to go ASAP.
Right, can I get dressed?
You should get dressed, yeah. So we can meet you down in the car right now. There's the passport, and don't be long. Okay, guys, we're en route back to the airport.
We have our first potential one. We are, Richie. Get back here as soon as you can.
Please make sure he's dressed. Please make sure he does get dressed appropriately for the airport.
Dressed. Don't worry. Good, you're not getting in my car without being dressed.
Cheers, Richie. We'll see you back here at the airport. Right, so that's our first one. He is on the way, and we'll find out what happens when he gets here. Don't miss it here on Spin 103. This is Gym Class Heroes. Spin 103, wrapping up the naughty threesome, a little bit of Pretty Green Eyes. This is Fully Charged. We're live from the DAA at Dublin Airport.
The reason why we're here is that it's leap day. It's February 29th. We're not telling the groom. We've got three proposals happening today, live in Terminal 2 at the Loop at Dublin Airport. And we've already got one couple who are going to the chapel and going to get married, Linda and Frank.
Linda, we've been calling you Jennifer for the last week.
Yeah.
And your name's not Jennifer at all.
And it's good to know that you don't sound like a fella as well, you know?
It's very good.
Very good. When you heard yourself on the radio when we played it during the week, were you just like, oh my God, I don't sound like that at all?
Hey, when you actually proposed, words out, we were quiet as a mouse.
I know.
Was like, shout it, say.
I couldn't do it.
Quiet as a mouse. Now, your new fiancé, hey, try it out. What's Frank now?
My fiance.
There you go. He's in the Chapel of Love now. He's got headphones on and an iPod on. He can't hear a word that is being said here because it is time for your Take the Leap quiz. So we're going to ask you a load of questions and then we're going to write down your answers. Then we're going to take Frank out of his little Chapel of Love, take the headphones off him, and we're going to ask him what you gave as your answers. You have to try and get, obviously, as many rides as you can. And you are competing, unfortunately, against two other couples later on today. So bring your A game.
Do you know what Linda just said to producer Rachel a while ago? Like, we were telling her about the prizes, which is obviously the €5,000 voucher for the honeymoon and also the Loop vouchers for €500 each. And Linda said, I've already won my prize. I don't mind.
Oh, would you stop?
Seriously, isn't that just like, everybody give me an awe, please?
Aww.
Gorgeous.
Well, sure, look, do you want to just skip the quiz?
Do we just want to walk away now?
Okay, right, here are your five questions in our Take the Leap Leap Year quiz.
Now, these are questions that I'm going to ask you. Some are about yourself and some are about Frank. Every couple is going to have different questions as well, but they're all kind of like the same sort of questions. And you're going to answer these questions about yourself, and there's also a couple of questions that are about Frank too. Okay?
Okay.
So here's the first question. What is your middle name?
Marie.
What is your favourite flavour of ice cream?
Banana.
Okay. Oh, Jesus.
What? Simple taste. Good, good, good. What's your favourite soap to watch on TV?
EastEnders.
All right. You're sure about that? EastEnders?
Yeah.
Yeah? And does Frank watch it with you?
Yeah, he says he doesn't like it, but I know he does.
So you think he knows that that's your favourite soap?
I'm sure he does.
Okay. We'll soon find out.
Where did you and Frank first clap eyes on each other? Where did you first meet?
In work.
Did you work together?
Yeah.
Ah, very good. So you work together. Very good. Now, I have a question here saying, if he says yes, he'll be his best man. Well, he did say yes. So who do you think he's going to choose as his best man? You can take your time on this as well.
Between two.
So if he had to pick one, which one would it be?
His brother John.
All right.
Those are your five questions. Now we're going to have to put you away so that Frank can't see you. There can't be any clues or any contact between the two of you. So we're going to take you away now and we're going to get Frank after Flo Rida to answer the same five questions and see how he gets on for your chance to win a €5,000 honeymoon. Stay with us to find out how well Frank knows Linda next on Spin 103. This is Flo Rida.
Five questions, and all the other couples have to answer these questions correctly as well. Whoever gets the most questions right wins the €5,000 holiday voucher for your honeymoon. All right?
Lovely.
Okay. Linda was very good at these answers. They're quite simple.
Right.
Don't be nervous. And you can take as much time as you want to think about it. All right?
Okay.
Okay. Frank, what is Linda's middle name?
Marie.
Okay. What is Linda's favourite flavour of ice cream?
Banoffee.
What is her favourite TV soap?
Even though you can't see it, he just raised his eyes to heaven and panicked. That's a look of a panicked man.
Out of how many, I'm going to say EastEnders.
You've gone with EastEnders.
Okay. Where did you first meet?
When we worked together in Car Farm Warehouse.
Okay. And you've said yes, obviously.
Yes.
So we've asked Linda, who does she think you'll choose as your best man? So who's going to be your best man? Who do you think? Now, sorry to put you on the spot like this, but who do you think you'd choose as your best man?
probably my mate Adam Walsh.
Okay.
Adam Walsh.
Adam Walsh. All right. You got three answers right.
Okay.
Very good. So
three's a good
that's
score.
3 out of 5. What is her middle name? You got it right. It is Marie. Very yeah. good. What is her favourite flavour of ice cream? Now, she said banana and you said banoffee. So what are we going to do there? Is that a wrong answer? That's
wrong
a wrong answer.
Sorry.
What is her favourite TV show? You got that right, even though you raised your eyes up to heaven. Yeah. It is EastEnders. Where did you first meet? In work. She didn't say the car phone warehouse, but we're saying work.
Shouldn't have mentioned the name.
And she said that your best brother. Man, she thinks, would be your brother, yeah, John.
Thought so.
3 out of 5 is a really good score, though. Well done. Congratulations.
Okay,
well
you.
Done. You'll find
very
it later on.
Perfect.
All right. Well done. Well done. They're
now,
brilliant.
Finally, after all of this, you can actually go and spend some time with your new fiance.
Thank you very much.
Go sorry, and sorry celebrate your engagement.
So cheers.
Ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause again for Linda and Frank. The first couple that's getting engaged today, I believe. There's plenty more where that came from. There is 2 more couples. Obviously, no one knows who they are. They're still under fake names and everything, and they don't know they're involved yet. But they'll be on with Nikki Hayes after 9:45. This is Maverick Sabre on Fully Charged with Ryan and Tracy on Spin.
Spin 103.8, the most music station with Jesse J. That is Domino coming to you live from Terminal 2 in Dublin Airport. People are kind of coming through going, you know, what are those guys standing there with microphones for? Why is Elvis there? Why is there a chapel? Well, it's because today is February 29th, and that means it's the girls' day to propose. And we have got an unsuspecting groom around the corner at the moment. If we can bring him around, because right in front of me, the Chapel of Love, we've got a bride-to-be ready to pop the question. Today being February 29th, so let's bring him around. Hopefully, Brian is here. I'm sure he's thinking, what's going on? He's being blindfolded. So you can't see this at the moment, but he's being blindfolded and led around a corner. He doesn't realise that his girlfriend is currently in the chapel and going to pop the question. I'm speaking very, very slowly here because I don't want him to hear what's going on. Okay, then, let's approach Brian. Brian, it's Nikki Hayes here standing in front of you. You're live on Spin 103.8. How are you?
A bit shocked.
A little bit shocked. You don't really know what's going on at the moment, but what I want you to do is just walk with me towards our little white chapel here, okay? I have someone inside who you may know. I think you're starting to realise what might be going on here, but come on, today is what day?
29th.
Which is, of course, the ladies' day to propose. So I think you might know who's in here. So take my hand. I shall bring you over. Brian, as we walk towards the little white chapel here in Terminal 2 in Dublin Airport, we're going to open the door, and I think you might know who's inside. There we go. We have got our bride-to-be. We've been calling her Ruby, but it is actually Victoria, Vicky, and Brian is getting a little emotional at the moment. It's all about love today, February 29th, and it's the girls' day to propose. So, Vicky. He is. He's got. Oh.
As I stand here before you with the symbol on my top, I think you may have gathered now, by now, the question I'm going to pop. I thank you for the last 4 years where you've loved me unconditionally. I love you madly, deeply. You are the man for me. I place this ring on your finger as a symbol of my love and affection. Sorry, I have reversed the role of men and women to ask this heartfelt question. You're the most laid-back, happy, funny person ever, and I sometimes wish I was more like you. And since this ain't possible, I settle for spending the rest of my life with you. Will you marry me?
Of course I will.
Absolutely brilliant. I would be known as quite a hard nut in radio, but I have to admit, I'm a little bit choked right now. We have got a successful proposal. What we're going to do is go to some music here on Spin, and then we're going to come back and have word with the guys when they have a glass of champagne and get themselves together. We're live here at Terminal 2 in Dublin Airport on Spin 103.8.
Spin, Jesse J and Domino. We are live here from Dublin Airport, Terminal 2, and we have Elvis here at the Little White Chapel as well. We are just awaiting the arrival of couple number 3. We've already had Linda and Frank, Victoria and Brian. Brian and Frank did say yes, thankfully. They both got 3 questions correct, so we're just waiting for the arrival of couple number 3. The prize, of course, a 5,000 euro honeymoon package. Who is going to win that? We'll find out third couple should be arriving here within the next half hour. 10 spin hits in a row. We continue here live from Dublin Airport Terminal 2. It's Kanye, Stronger on Spin.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us harder, better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me.
Ocean without power, more than 1,000 people are on board. Today is the 29th of February, and traditionally on this leap year day, women turn the tables and propose to their men. We're broadcasting live from T2 at the airport, where the ladies can take the leap and propose at our Chapel of Love. Three couples have already put a ring in it, and here's what happened with couple number three, Lee and Jonathan.
You probably think you're going away. I brought you here today because you're the best boyfriend in the world. You're the best dad that girl could ever ask for, and I want to ask for your hand in marriage.
He said yes!
Keep listening to Spin Hits with Steve Kay to find out which newly engaged couple will win a €5,000 honeymoon package. Snooki is trending on Twitter across
Spin 103.8.
Spin, it's Steve Kay live here at Dublin Airport. Terminal 2 is where we are. And we do have Jonathan here. Jonathan, Lee answered some questions just a couple of minutes ago. How are you feeling, actually?
Yeah, all right, yeah.
You feeling good?
Kind of.
And you said yes?
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't have to think about it for too long.
There's too many people here to say no.
Okay. Well, well done. Congratulations. So our Mr. and Mrs. Quiz, you need to get 3 or more out of 5 correct.
Okay.
To win this overall prize, a €5,000 honeymoon package. So question one. What is Lee's mother's maiden name? Lee's mother's... Your future mother-in-law. No pressure. What is Lee's mother's maiden name? Any idea? I'm sure it's in there somewhere. I'm sure it was said at some stage.
Mm.
No?
I am.
Okay, I'll come back to it. Okay, if Lee was going to order food from a chipper, what would she order? From a chipper, what would she order?
Garlic chipotle.
Okay. What is Lee's favorite movie? Ooh.
The Bodyguard.
Okay, question 4. Where did you and Lee first kiss? Where did you and Lee first kiss?
The Boot Inn.
Okay, question 5. Now that the fact that you said yes and you're going to get married, who would Lee choose as her chief bridesmaid?
Karen McCullum.
Karen. Okay. Right, I think we need to get Lee out and see how we did there. So Lee is in our Chapel of Love here at Dublin Airport, Terminal 2. You can watch all this on Spin TV on our website, spin1038.com/SpinTV. So we've asked the 5 questions to Lee and to Jonathan. We will see now how many questions Jonathan got correct. So, okay. So our first couple, Linda and Frank, got 3 out of 5 correct. Our second couple, Victoria and Brian, got 3 questions out of 5 correct. Jonathan and Lee, you got 4! You got 4 questions correct. That means Lee and Jonathan have got our prize. It's a €5,000 honeymoon package with the loop here at Dublin Airport. Terminal 2. Well done. Congratulations. Lee and Jonathan, how are you feeling?
Oh, brilliant.
What about that €5,000 honeymoon package? Champagne arriving here.
I got 3 of them, Ron.
Champagne. Well done. Well done. That was very impressive.
No, I thought somebody was talking earlier on about a 3-way tiebreak, and then when I heard the question, I was like, there's no way. There's no way we're going to be able to...
Well done. Congratulations. From Dublin Airport Terminal 2 with the loop of 5 grand. Honeymoon package goes to Lee and Jonathan.
Oh,
we continue here live on Spin.
America, here we come.
We're just ahead of 10 spin hits in a row. Hang on.
This is Rory.